Nolte, Tucker Les Fox News loses Monday primetime to MSNBC. By John Nolte on June 7, 2023. In what could be a sign of things to come, far-left MSNBC stole the total primetime viewership crown from Fox News on Monday night. With Rachel Maddow in the anchor chair, MSNBC was able to average 1.858 million Monday night viewers. Without Tucker Carlson in the anchor chair, the cucks at Fox News managed to attract only 1.726 million average viewers. Knlau, as always, was a speck in the foggy distance of fake news, with a mere 569,000 total primetime viewers. Lol. Lucky for cuck news, Maddow only works on Monday nights. As I told you last week, if Maddow were still a full-time MSNBC anchor, Fox News could easily lose its place as the king of cable news. MSNBC should back a dump truck of money to Maddow's door. MSNBC should do whatever it takes to convince Maddow to work Monday through Thursday at least. It gets better. The cucks at Fox News lost Monday night's demo crown in the advertiser-coveted 25-54 age group to MSNBC at 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. Watch, CNN star C, Fox News viewership collapsing among 25-54 age demo after Tucker firing. You're going to love this. CNN beat cuck news in the 25-54 demo at 8 p.m. Imagine losing to CNN at anything. This is no outlier. Fox News has lost a third of its viewership since the cucks let Tucker Carlson go. What I see is a full-fledged viewer revolt. Fox has taken its audience for granted for years. Over the past few years, Fox News has lied to viewers, released a countless number of rigged polls, interfered in a presidential election, rigged a presidential debate, treated a proven liar like Christine Blasey Ford seriously, and even took seriously the ludicrous on its face fairy tale that Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of the presidential limo and then attempted to assault a Secret Service agent. Tucker was merely the last straw. Watching what happens now that Carlson is back with a Twitter show, which he launched on Tuesday, will be fascinating. So far, that 10-minute video has more than 72 million views, 166.5K retweets, 19.1K quotes, 601K likes, and 36.5K bookmarks. The view number represents how many people saw the tweet, not how many watched the video. Still, those engagement numbers are impressive, and the video is still less than 18 hours old. Cable news as a thing is coming apart. Fox has discredited itself, probably forever, with its base. CNN is in disarray, discredited, and doomed. MSNBC is only looking good because Fox News is imploding. The affirmative action of cable TV itself will be dead within the decade, and not a single one of these outlets can survive without that. Without those carriage fees, CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC will be forced to survive on merit alone, meaning streaming subscriptions or advertising revenue based on viewership numbers. At this level, they will not survive. Is the equivalent of Tucker Carlson tonight on Twitter the future of what was cable news? We don't know. But we do know the cable news era is doomed, and that's good for America. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.